Tiger fans can come in here, the Celtic fans can come in here, Laker fans come in here. But take that L on the way out.
Dallas coming off a loss last night to San Antonio, 119-109, as Murray hits the three. Nine to shoot. Grant sets up Gary Harris. Good look there. Good question I asked at one of their insiders tonight. He's not there yet. He needs some more work. Grant, heat check straight away. Yes! Jesus Murray to Jokic. Dump it up for Millsap. Jokic. Put it up.
This is Take That L, the GoldMileHigh.com network. Your place to get weekly Denver Nuggets news, highlights, and opinions with your host, Arthur Knight, and your co-host, Nick Basher.
Hey, Denver, Mile High City, what's going down? It's your boy, Arthur Knight, and this is Take That L on the GoMileHigh.com network. With me is usually Bashman, but he is taking a sabbatical now. So I have with me a few guests since this is my finale show. I know, sad day. We're going to do a finale, but we all need a little bit of a break. It's been kind of a crazy season, crazy year in basketball, not just for the Denver Nuggets, but overall in sports. It's just been a crazy year, and I think we could use a breather. I am going to probably start another sports show during this time because I'm just an addict in sports. But for the most part, we are going to take a break from Take That L. But don't be sad. We are coming back as soon as the NBA starts over again. But with me right now, before I get too long-winded and think I'm here by myself, is the illustrious Wes Miller came back from Wyoming to say what's up. Say what's up to the people.
I had to go south. I had to jump the border and join my friend here, Arthur Knight, on his finale show of the season for Take That L.
Man. He doesn't even like this city anymore. He just came for the show.
But you're living in Wyoming now?
Yes, I live in Laramie, Wyoming now, but I love Denver.
But he's Take That L royalty, so we had to have him in here. And then everybody does know the man.
Hopefully they know.
Anthony the intern Romano. I just didn't want to mess up his name. I was trying to get his name right in my head while you're looking at me crazy.
It's been a running joke for the past several months.
I'm just going to call him the intern so I don't massacre his name anymore. That's just his name.
You can't say Romano?
Or
Anthony?
He gets nervous.
How is he still the intern when he's probably done the same amount of shows that Rob and I have done? How is he still the intern?
Because he's still the intern. He's getting internship hours.
It's a moniker. It's like it's a title.
There's a pecking order, bro.
Oh, I see.
There's a pecking order, bro.
Know your role, Anthony.
All right. And then that voice, if you didn't already know what it was, if you could just hear the slight ignorant tone in that, it is Mr. Robert McClendon, another Take That L royalty. Print, well, maybe a Duke jester. I don't know. He's a part of the royal court. We'll just put it that way.
I'm your king.
He's tripping. All right, fellas. We only have so much time, and we can't use it all picking on Robert. So, all right. So the Nuggets lose. The Nuggets lose to the Lakers, and Letitia James, as I'm calling him now, I'm not going into that. All right. So the Nuggets lost.
Yep.
Now we're on to the next season. What is to come of this team? Are they going to stay intact? Or are there like major changes, minor changes? We're going to go around the table here. Is there major changes to be made as of right now? Let's start with Wes. I'm just going to go to my right.
If there's going to be major changes, the only way that happens is if the Kroenkes are willing to go and spend into the luxury tax.
Right.
That is the only way, because we do not have enough cap space at the moment to be big spenders, quote unquote. Your first choice is obviously going to be Jeremy Grant, bringing him back. Mm-hmm. You're probably going to lose Mason, and you're probably going to lose Paul Millsap. And Torrey Craig is a restricted free agent, so he's coming back.
Right.
That's just how restricted free agency works. Mm-hmm. And it depends on how if the Kroenkes are willing to spend into that luxury tax. NBA teams are allowed to do that, like the Houston Rockets are the most recent example.
Oh, the Lakers do it all the time.
So it just depends on what Stan and I can't remember his name. What's the son's name? There's Stan and there's
Junior.
Yeah, Junior, Rob. Yeah.
The Kroenkes period. Yeah, we'll just, Stan really doesn't run the Nuggets. He's the parent company.
Yeah.
His wife and son run Altitude Sports and the Nuggets and Rapids.
He had to sign it over after that Rams.
He did. After he purchased the Rams, he had to basically diversify. Anyway, but finish your thought.
I that's the only way that we see a drastic change in this team. Unless or Tim Connolly and Michael Malone work some magic in the trade market. With potentially trading a player, maybe like Will Barton or like Gary Harris,
and we'll get into that deep.
Those are the only ways.
But that's the only. You don't feel like there's any like major changes that need to be done.
Not, I mean, outside of a player here or a player there, and you don't. Those in my eyes, those aren't major needs at the moment.
Okay.
To where you need to bring in a top of the line free agent or a lottery pick in the draft to
All
help
right.
fix a problem,
Mr. Intern.
Yeah, I mean, the team's going to look different. I don't know if you would say that's a significant change or not, but there are guys that have been here the last couple of years that they're just not going to be. I do think you are in win now mode.
Oh, yeah.
So I do think you need to do whatever it is that you can to boost this. We're all going to harp on Jeremy Grant this whole show. Number one priority, I think, for everyone. I think
yeah,
we all
gonna
agree on
we're
that.
We're going to hammer that down.
Exactly.
Until they listen.
So the biggest thing with that is how much is it going to take him to stay here? Because, I mean, if you're looking at $17 to $20 million, is he worth that? I don't know. I think that's a big question mark.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to end up giving him whatever he wants to stay here, to be honest.
Okay. All right, Mr. McClendon.
Well, I'm going to kind of piggyback off of both of these guys. So
big surprise.
But I'm going to actually make sense.
Oh, there's Rob. Okay.
Okay.
That's what I was expecting.
Well, it was going to be nice, but then you opened your mouth. So okay, so win now mode.
Right.
Aren't the Nuggets like the youngest team in the NBA?
On average age, yes.
Okay.
And,
so
and
I don't know how
even,
you're in.
They're going to get even younger after
I'm
their.
I'm not sure that you're in a complete win now mode with your core players. Do I think there needs to be major changes and do they need to go into the luxury tax? Yeah. Yeah, they do. They need a veteran. They need a good veteran.
They need
and
a couple.
I've been saying this for all along, not that. No, they need it doesn't have to be Chris Paul, but they need a dog, a floor general like Chris Paul. Jokic is not the leader of this team. It is Jamal Murray. But
did he just call him Jokic?
He sure did.
Joker, whatever the hell his name is.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
get a rope.
Yeah. But he is not the leader of this team. It's now Jamal Murray's team. He is for the most part a perimeter player. He's 7 foot tall. He did have a hell of a rebounding performance against the Clippers in the game 7, but yeah, you need better role players, and that is kind of a major thing.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that to a certain extent. What I don't want to get into or fall in the trap of is I don't want the Nuggets to start paying for these Paul Millsaps.
No. What I'm saying is you have Michael Porter Jr., you have Joker, and you have Murray. But you need to put players around them so that when they Porter's still kind of getting into his shoes. He's not a complete player yet.
Yeah, he hasn't grown into his sneakers yet.
When you shut down Murray and Joker pick and roll, where do you go?
Yeah, well, hopefully that's to Jeremy Grant. And that's where we're kind of hopefully leaning towards. The Nuggets are leaning towards. And speaking of Jeremy Grant – we're going to go around the table this time to my left.
I do want to – my daughter just texted me and said she heard you call me ignorant, and you're now her favorite analyst ever.
I love her too. and your wife and me are best friends, and we've never met, so that works too. I'm just taking over his family.
Uh-oh.
Child support.
Uh-oh.
Send a check.
He said I want my check. All right. So speaking of Jeremy Grant, I'm going to go around the table again. Will the Nuggets be able to keep him, or do you think he'll be lured away? Rob?
He'll stay. Wes Miller made a great point in the pre-show that there aren't too many big-name teams that sound like they're going after him. The teams that you mentioned were like the Washington Wizards.
And Phoenix Suns.
Why would you leave a team that just made it to the Western Conference Finals?
For those teams.
For those teams that are, well, especially the Wizards, who are constantly in rebuild mode. Well,
if you look at what the Wizards have, I mean, you have arguably probably the second or third best backcourt in basketball with mm-hmm. John Wall and Bradley Beal when they're both healthy. I'd say the only ones that's probably better is Steph and Clay. Yeah. And that's it. It's appealing. Washington in its way is a big market.
Portland's got a good backcourt.
And then you look at Phoenix.
Arguably.
You look at Phoenix. Phoenix has DeAndre Ayton and Devin Booker and Kelly Oubre. So they're kind of on the rise too a little bit. Yeah. They did just finish. They won all eight games in the bubble. So that you can look at it both ways is, oh, Jeremy Grant wants to stay because we went all the way to the Western Conference Finals.
But does he fit in those systems? He truly fit in this system.
Dude, he jumps, he rebounds, he plays defense on all the best guys.
He plays basketball?
Yeah, he plays basketball, so he's going to fit wherever he wants to go.
I don't think it matters where he fits if they pay him. That's what it's going to come down to.
That would have been my point as well, is Jeremy Grant, in his mind, is he going for the money? Or does he want the chip?
And that's the thing that why I can see him leaving is because, you know, I'm harping on the money here. One of those teams that's not very good, that's up and coming, they'll give him $20 million, whether it's a good decision on their part or not.
Right.
I think he'll be able to get that from another team.
They might even give him 25 to lure him away.
So that's why it comes down to what's he worth to the Nuggets.
Well, yeah. what if the Lakers or the Clippers come calling?
I'll be pissed.
It's not going to be the Clippers because the Clippers are way over.
They're talking about trading George right now.
Way over.
They're doing a lot of talking, but.
They just can't back it up, can they?
You're going to have a whole new coach and a whole new system, so who knows what's gonna happen, if it's going to blow up.
And no first-round picks for the next, like, 5 years. So
2026.
Yeah, they're not set up to be good right now. That's why they're talking about trading George and all of these talks. They're basically trying to re-solidify their stance or re-try to figure out how they're going to rebuild their future because their future – was basically mortgaged by getting the two players that they have now. And with that said, we're going to go ahead and take a break. We will be right back with Take That L and the Give and Go and Pick and Roll. You are listening to GoMileHigh.com. So shut your damn mouth when you in the man's house. You pass out when I shatter that glass mouth. And my jiu-jitsu faster than pit crews. You wake up from that coma, you be asking who hits you. Relax, kid, I'm not packing mountains.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know, from getting all this great experience working in college radio. It makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
Hey, Colorado sports fans, you're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torturing yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
Charles River Bed and Breakfast for an inviting and relaxing retreat in the southwestern Colorado mountains. Whether you're kicking up your feet in the comfy day room or sipping on cocktails down by the river, you're sure to have a great time. Enjoy fishing, hiking, and hunting, all with the comforts of walk-in showers, private balconies overlooking the beautiful Cacharas River and valley, and breakfast cooked fresh daily by the loving hands of the owner, Galen Smith.
If you get hungry in the afternoon or evening, grab a cold one, good company, and grill out on the deck. Or you can come sit stay at the famous Dog Bar and Grill, just a stone's throw from the B&B. Book your room now at KacharisRiverBnB.com. That's C-U-C-H-A-R-A-S RiverBnB.com. Kacharis River Bed and Breakfast. Tell them Arthur sent you.
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com.
All right, we're live. This is Take That L. Welcome back. I am Arthur Knight, and with me I have a host of fellas, smart fellas, and we are going to get into the give and go. We're just going to jump right into it because we've got a lot to talk about and we have a lot of voices here. So, JG, whenever you are ready, hit us with that first one.
Should the Nuggets get active in free agency, or should they stay in the course and continue drafting well?
All right, Miller.
I think you have to be. Every team has to be active in free agency in one way or another, whether that's going after the big fish or the little fish in the pond. And if you're going to lose, you're going to lose those depth players. Kind of. I mean, they never played a lot in the playoffs, but I feel like if the, especially with that Minnesota trade with Malik Beasley, where we got Keita Bates, Diop, and Noah Vonleh, pretty sure those guys are gone.
Well, so speaking of Beasley, we need to talk about that in the fourth.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
So we have to. So Tim Connelly and his crew have to go out and try and find, because Jeremy Grant is obviously the big fish in the pond.
Right.
And he's in-house already, so you're going to have to go touch that first.
Right.
You're going to have to go for maybe just a kind of a cheaper player, maybe like an Otto Porter Jr. that's kind of a swing 3-4, because you are going to lose Millsap. And I feel like JG would probably start. Yeah, I see that, JG.
I do.
No, I call instead of saying Jeremy Grant, I say JG, and that's because your name is JG. But you have
like,
to go.
Don't mistake me.
You have to go after players that are kind of not going to be wanting the $10 million plus a year, and that's how you build your roster on the back end. You look at what Golden State did, and they had Sean Livingston and Kevon Looney and Andrew Bogut. Those players played big parts in their back to back championships.
True.
So you have to have players like those.
All right.
Yeah, Wes kind of hit the nail on the head. You got to look at free agency here, especially right now. Like, you're in the Western Conference. You're a pretty good-looking team. So, I mean, you look like an ideal place for a lot of players right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he said, going for some of those lower contract guys, even if you got to sign on a lot of guys like that to 1 or 2 year deals.
Some sharpshooters, man.
Exactly, exactly. You know, I don't think you can look at the draft at all right now for our team in the next couple of years, because you're pretty much going to be looking at non-lottery and second round picks. So unless you get another gem in there, like a couple guys,
which
we did
the Nuggets have been notorious to,
they have done it before. You know, you're right about that, but you know, I you got to go after somebody. You got to make a move somewhere. Right. I don't even know if it's a guy like, you know,
we'll name names later. Yeah, but yeah, but you're saying they got to stay active here. They have to get active in the
right.
free agency.
You have to make some moves, especially because you're going to lose some guys no matter what. Okay. So you got to fill them somewhere.
I feel you.
Well, if you didn't win, then you got to make moves because you didn't win somewhere.
Right. There's a hole somewhere.
Yeah. So the hole, in my opinion, is second chance shots and rebounding. So I don't know what.
So do you think the Nuggets – the question is right now, do you think the Nuggets are going to fulfill that in draft, or do you think they have to go out in free agency? That's basically the question.
I think they got to do it in free agency.
Okay.
And here's the other thing about the draft is this year's going to be such an unknown.
I mean, right.
Players are opting out.
It's usually a crapshoot as it is,
but
now
year's
it's like
be,
you're playing with one die now.
Yeah, so I think if there's any year to – if there's any year that free agents kind of are even more in control, it's going to be this year.
But yeah, I couldn't agree more with the panel. I basically am looking at it from the Nuggets are in their window. I know you disagree with that, but they are.
No, I believe they're in a window. I just don't think that window is even started to close yet. I think that window is very wide open.
But we can all agree that championship windows in the NBA open or close as fast as they open. It could happen, a major injury to Jokic, God forbid. Any type of catastrophe could happen and could send this team spiraling out of control. So to me, that window is open now. You need to act as accordingly if you're the Nuggets. All right, JG, hit us with that second one.
After the Nuggets' loss, how are you feeling about the Nuggets' future?
Rob.
Oh, I mean, they were in the Western Conference Finals. How can you not be optimistic? But we're going to see.
After the Nuggets were in the Western Conference Finals in 2009, they haven't sniffed the playoffs until last year.
Yeah, but you have. Okay. Do you have the
I'm just bringing context.
Do you have the same coach?
No.
Do you have the same front office?
No.
Does it seem like you've improved in both those positions?
Of course.
Okay, well, then we can't compare the two.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
We'll see after free agency, right?
Yep. All right, Anthony.
Yeah, you have to feel good because, like I said on the show, whenever it was last week or the week before, we've overachieved the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
This team was never supposed to be this good this fast.
Right.
So, but the part of that now is you made the Western Conference Finals this year. Now I think there's going to be a lot more pressure on this team.
Oh, it's championship or bust now.
Yeah, but with that, you're going to have better options and free agents. They're going to go, oh, let's go to that team.
True. So, I mean, yeah, I think you have to feel good about it that we lost to what's going to be the NBA champions.
Inevitable champions, yeah. Do you think, just as a follow-up real quick, do you guys think that the Nuggets were the second-best team now in the league?
Yeah, I mean, they fell to the third seed.
No.
No, they were the second-best team. They fell to the third seed overall. They should have been the second seed. And the one thing that they proved against Utah and the Clippers is that they are a tough, scrappy team.
Are you saying the second best team in the bubble or the second best team overall?
In Western Conference.
In the Western Conference.
In the Western Conference, yes.
Okay. All right. Wes, on this question here, after the Nuggets loss, how are you feeling about the Nuggets' future?
You can feel optimistic. You can get excited. You can feel disappointed. But you have to keep the foot on the gas. Because you got Dallas. Dallas is knocking on the door.
Oh, yeah.
Golden State is going to be back to what they were
before. Yeah, Arthur's going to be taking you a game because of that team.
Steph and Clay are going to be back. Draymond Green is still a solid defensive player.
Andrew Wiggins can play some ball.
And Andrew Wiggins can play, too. I mean, he's not Kevin
They'll
Durant.
They'll be the ninth seed next year.
But you have teams that sneak it. You have Memphis that's on the rise. Portland's still there. Like, you have to get better.
Yeah.
You have to sign a free agent.
Utah's right there.
Look at our division.
In our division, Oklahoma City is still a good team.
There's easily 12 teams in the West. I'm going to say right now, there are easily 12 teams in the Western Conference right now that have to fight for 8 spots. You can't say that about the East. You have 6 teams that fight for 8 spots in the Eastern Conference, and the last 2 spots just fill them in with teams that are sub-500 and get swept in the first round. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen in the West.
Right.
And if it weren't for Anthony Davis and the Lakers doing this and doing that, they very might as well probably could have lost to Portland in the first round because Portland is that good of a team.
They really are. Portland to me in the play-in games were the second best team.
Yeah.
Phoenix was obviously the best team in those 8 games, but arguably Portland was right there. I mean, they were just as hot during that time.
You can't forget about New Orleans either, the Pelicans. It all kind of depends.
See, they're getting ready to lose a lot of their trade with LA.
But they're about to get a talented coach.
Well, that and they have Zion too. They have Zion.
They have enough money to re-sign Brandon Ingram.
They do have that money, can they sign him?
You have Lonzo Ball too, so you have 3 really good young players.
They have a core.
JJ Redick.
JJ
Redick's a free agent.
That's another team that can easily start knocking on the door. And if you're the Nuggets,
I agree.
The Lakers, the Clippers, the Jazz, whoever that's going to finish in those top 3-4 seeds, you got to be ready because it's not going to be a sweep. It's not going to happen.
It's going to be harder next year.
Yes,
for sure.
It's going to be exponentially more difficult, and the expectations
are going to be higher. Yeah. So my take on this whole thing is the Nuggets. I've always been high on the Nuggets that they have a bright future, but it will be completely dependent upon what they do in this shortened off season. Can they make the right moves? Will they make the right moves, or will they stand pat? We've seen the Nuggets organization. Yes, you're right. It is a different, different people running it, but it's the same owners. And it starts from the top. The Kroenkes pull all the strings. They move all the cogs. If they don't want to move into that luxury tax.
When was the last
tax,
time the Nuggets had a star like Jamal Murray?
Carmelo.
It was Melo.
Carmelo? Yeah.
Carmelo.
And Jamal isn't Carmelo. Even a star yet.
Yes,
he might be now.
No,
he should be now. I mean, he was a seventh overall pick.
The reason I think
a lot of people forget that.
The reason I say that is because when you get what we'll deem now as a superstar in Jamal Murray –
mm-hmm.
He's going to hold this franchise accountable and he's going to hold this franchise accountable to get the players in
the right players
around him and Joker. And if you want to keep those two players, you're going to do it.
All right, JG, let's try to get at least one of these questions in before the break.
Who would be the Nuggets starting five in 2021?
All right, so I didn't complete this question. You can choose any players, not just the current roster. So who in your mind, any players that the Nuggets picked up in free agency, etc., who are the starting fives? Anthony, who's the starting five next year for the Denver Nuggets?
Realistically, I think Murray, Harris, MPJ, Grant and Jokic.
Okay, I like that starting five. That was my starting five this year. That's what I felt like they should have started. All right, Miller.
We got Jamal Murray, and then we got Gary Harris, and we got Jeremy Grant. And at the four, we got Tristan Thompson. Ooh. And at the five, we have Jokic.
That's an interesting
okay.
thing.
There's your board getter.
No.
Tristan Thompson's a board getter. He's going to get you some rebounds.
Say that starting five again.
He'll get you some defense.
It was Murray, Harris, Grant, Tristan Thompson, and
no Porter.
He's not a starter yet.
Ooh, shots
the way fired. the way Jeremy Grant played in the playoffs compared to the way that Michael Porter Jr. played in playoffs, it's you can pretty
I
much.
I don't disagree with that.
You
statement.
Can pretty much etch yeah. Jeremy Grant.
But
as
I
your
disagree
starter.
That MPJ won't be a starter. But I agree with your assessment of why he's not
for game one for opening night. That's your starting.
If
five.
We are okay. able to sign a big man somewhere, then I agree. MPJ is a six man. Then I agree with Grant starting at the three. I'm going off the assumption that we sign him and
not anybody else.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
Got you. I got you. All
and
right,
then
Rob.
We sign a Mason Plumlee.
Okay. What was that look for? Don't intimidate my intern.
No,
now.
No, because he said what I said. Sign a Mason Plumlee. I was kind of looking at.
All right. So who's the starting five?
Well, I'm gonna go a different. I'm gonna pretend like I was a GM and I went out in free agency. And so my starting five would be Murray, Joker, Porter, and then I would go out and get like a LaMarcus Aldridge type.
Okay.
And then. We said J.J. Redick is out there. I'd like to see a spot-up shooter, a threat on the outside.
All right, I'm going to give mine real quick, and this is going to surprise you. Jeff Teague, Jamal Murray, MPJ, Grant, Jokic. And with that, we are going to take our next break, and we will be right back with the pick and roll with a bit of a caveat on it. You're listening to Take That L on GoMileHigh.com.
Hey, I'm looking at these free agents.
River Bed and Breakfast for an inviting and relaxing retreat in the southwestern Colorado mountains. Whether you're kicking up your feet in the comfy day room or sipping on cocktails down by the river, you're sure to have a great time. Enjoy fishing, hiking, and hunting, all with the comforts of walk-in showers, private balconies overlooking the beautiful Cacharis River and valley, and breakfast cooked fresh daily by the loving hands of the owner, Galen Smith. If you get hungry in the afternoon or evening, grab a cold one, good company, and grill out on the deck. Or you can come sit stay at the famous Dog Bar and Grill, just a stone's throw from the B&B. Book your room now at CacharisRiverBnB.com. That's CacharisRiverBnB.com. RiverBnB.com. Cacharis River Bed and Breakfast. Tell them Arthur sent you.
Hurry, young Papsy. We must make it back to Camelot so I can listen to GoMileHigh.com.
Oh, who goes there?
It is I, King Arthur, on his mighty steed. Let me in the castle at once. I must get to my quarters to listen in to the best in Colorado's sports lifestyle programming.
But, sir, don't we live in medieval Wales?
No, Popsy, you mustn't ask questions when I'm listening about my beloved Broncos. Ah, GoMileHigh.com.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know? From getting all this great experience working in college radio, it makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com.
All right, welcome back to Take That L. I am Arthur Knight, and we're going to play a special game of pick and roll. This is the first time you've ever listened to this show. The pick and roll is I pick some players, and the guys will roll with with some questions on who it could be, and then they try to make a guess. It's basically a glorified game of Guess Who. We've all played it, so you guys know all the rules. The only difference is these are current. Turn off all your devices while you guys are sitting here looking up stuff, trying to cheat.
Integrity, fellas, integrity.
All right, so these players that I have chosen today are all free agents. They are also players that I think the Nuggets should go after. Okay, for my own personal reasons, these are players that I feel that the Nuggets go after. You guys all know me fairly well, so you should probably know at least a couple of these. All right, so here's the first one. This guy is a one-time All-Star. One-time All-Star and averages 12 points his career, 10 points this season. Guess who? And I'm going to go to my right, Mr. Miller.
You said he was an All-Star?
One-time All-Star.
Does he play in the Eastern Conference?
He does.
Is that Andre Drummond?
It is not. Good guess, though. All right, Anthony.
Was he an All-Star this year?
He was not.
Bogdanovich?
It is not Bogdanovich. What he said. Can't believe I couldn't get that name.
Come on, man.
I know, my bad. All right, Rob.
Was he on a team that actually made the playoffs?
Ooh, that is a good question. I can't remember if they made the playoffs or not. I'm going to go with no. No, they didn't make the playoffs.
Still don't know. Pass.
All right, next. This guy... Let me see.
So he plays in the Eastern Conference.
He does.
Well, I mean, not for long, but as
he's
right now,
he's a first round pick, and he is out of Wake Forest. Guess who? Wes.
Did you say he was a big man?
I did not say that.
Was he a Is he a forward?
He is not.
Guard. Oh, my goodness. No, it's not. The only player I know that was out of Wake Forest that's not a big man is Chris Paul. And
all
it's
right.
not Chris Paul.
It is not Chris Paul. All right, Anthony.
Oh, man. All my guys made the playoffs that I have in mind.
I know mine, too. That's why I was like, what the?
Well, you can't go off of that because you didn't know if the team made it or not. So you can't. That's a throwaway.
That's a 50-50.
I'm
almost certain that the team didn't make it.
Well, now you have to tell us the team.
Well, I'm just going to go with Jeff Teague since we were talking about him
it
already.
It is Jeff Teague. Atlanta didn't make it.
I was trying to think if he made an all-star team before, but I think he did
he has.
Back in.
It wasn't this year, though.
It's Chicago.
I believe he was in Chicago when he made it. And he this is his second stint with the Atlanta Hawks because he went – or not Chicago.
He was drafted by the Hawks.
He was drafted by the Hawks, and it was in Indianapolis that he made his all-star appearance.
The Pacers.
Didn't he go overseas?
No. He didn't play overseas at all. But he's from Indianapolis, so that's kind of crazy. Anyway, just a fun fact. All right, next player. This player in 2013-2014 was a part of the all-rookie team. Guess who? Rob.
Dude, I don't even know what I did yesterday, and you want me to figure out the rookie team from 2013 and 2014?
Now you see why your daughter was a...
I know what you did. I know what you did yesterday. You bought your cousin's truck for $300.
No, I did that like a couple weeks ago. Sweet ride though. Sweet ride.
Except for the elk dent in the front. Right?
Now it's
that's dinner. Does could have been. Does this person play in the Eastern Conference?
No.
Still don't know.
You want to take a guess on a name?
I don't even know who the rookies are in 2013,
2014. All right, fair enough.
Doesn't play in the Eastern Conference.
That's what I said.
Okay, to clarify.
All right, you going to ask
have
a question?
Have they made an all-star team?
No.
So then it's going to be someone nobody knows.
Otto Porter Jr.
No, you'll know who he is. No. Good guess. Miller time.
So he's in the West. He's in the Western Conference. He's never made an all-star team.
Nope.
That has to be. No, I'm going to. I have to. Is he a guard?
Yes.
Tim Hardaway Jr.
Yep. It is Tim Hardaway Jr. All right. I didn't make these hard enough.
That one was pretty difficult,
well,
I would say.
It was just
what she said.
Oh. Ouch. Ouch. We'll play JG.
We missed JG on the board.
Ouch. All right. Don't giggle too hard over back there, breaking your arm to pat yourself on the back. All right. Here, I'm going to make this one a little bit harder. Do it.
That's what she said.
All right. This guy is a three-time All-Star and averages his career 14 points a game, but only seven and a half this year. Guess who? Anthony.
Does he play in the East currently?
He does.
Victor Oladipo?
Ooh, that was a good guess.
That was good, I guess.
That was a good guess, but negative. All right. Miller time.
So he plays in the East. Mm-hmm. Did the team make the playoffs?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just going to throw out. I don't even think he's. I'll just go with George Hill.
No, is he a free agent this year?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to look on that list, but I don't think he is. But no, it's not George Hill. All right, Rob.
Is this team still playing right now?
No.
I wanted it to be Goran Dragic. So it's in the East. He averaged 22, but he only averaged 7 this year?
Correct. No, he averages over his career 14 points.
14.
Mm-hmm.
But he only averaged 7 this year.
That is correct.
His team made the playoffs too.
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah, just in case.
I was gonna go with Victor Oladipo, but that wasn't it, and he stole it because he was first. Let's see here. LeVert?
No. No, no, no. It's not him. All right. This man is an NBA champion and a defensive player of the year. Guess who? Anthony.
Is he an international player?
He is.
Serge Ibaka.
It is not Ibaka.
He's not defensive player of the year.
He's never been a defensive player of the year.
That's right.
Two-time block champion, but not a defensive player of the year.
Oh, shoot. Now I know who it is.
It's got to be.
All right, Miller time.
So he plays in the Eastern Conference,
mm-hmm.
and his team made the playoffs. He's a big man.
He's been an NBA champion.
So it's got to be Marc Gasol.
It is Marc Gasol. Damn, he's kicking y'all's butt.
Well, he doesn't have a life. He sits at home. And
he does live in Wyoming.
Lives in Wyoming.
I ain't got nothing else to do, so I sit around and...
He studies for this game.
Yeah, I know.
On his free time.
All right, so this one is going to be a lot harder.
Didn't Marc Gasol sign with FC Barcelona?
That was your cue. Come on.
He signed with FC Barcelona, though.
Now you're slipping.
Marc Gasol.
He is. All right, so this player plays center in the league, can also play power forward. Has played on 5 different teams in his 8 years of play. Guess who? Miller time.
Let's see. Is he in the Western Conference?
No.
He's in the Eastern Conference.
A lot of East free.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
that was a dig.
That was. He's played on 5 different teams, you said?
5 in 8 years.
Yes.
I'm going to say, this is a wild guess, but I'm going to say Davis Bertans.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
How do you even know that person's name?
He plays in Washington, and he's a free agent.
Yeah, but
I knew played for San Antonio and Washington. It's okay, a matter of just filling in the
rest. But you might be the only person in the entire world to know that guy plays in the NBA.
Hey, when studies for the game, remember?
When Basher's gone, dude, somebody's got to take over. Somebody's got to have knowledge.
Somebody does
game.
Have to guess.
That guy's parents don't even know he played in the NBA.
You be. He's. Hey, when he joins a team, bro, and he joins a contender, he's a legit 3-point shooter for a big man.
He is.
He's just played in Washington, dude.
He's a good player. All right, Rob.
Serge Ibaka.
It's not Serge Ibaka. A good guess. All right. Anthony, he's not even going to ask questions
Has he been an all-star?
No.
Marvin Williams.
Nope.
That was
all right. Next hint. Born in Switzerland. Born in Switzerland and drafted by the Utah Jazz. Guess who? Miller time.
That's Clint Capella.
It is not Clint Capella.
No, it's not. I know who it is.
It's too late.
Oh,
Rob.
I know who it is.
Did his dad play in the NBA?
No.
Oh, man.
I know who it is.
I thought it was going to be Sabonis.
Just throw out a name. Just throw out a name.
Sabonis.
I know it is.
Go ahead.
No, it is not Sabonis. Anthony.
I'll just give the win to Miller. What do you got?
Tabo Cephalosha.
It is not Cephalosha.
What?
That's a good guess.
Come on.
I'll get back in here then.
There's two players that have come
he
from
was
Switzerland.
He was so confident.
I was.
You really did take Bash's place this.
So do you know it now because you're down to the other player in Switzerland?
Yeah, I know who it is now.
All right, fellas.
Let's give Anthony a guess, and then we'll go around the table again because we're out of time here. We're over on time already.
Bogdanovich.
It is not Bogdanovich. All right. Once around the table, Miller, just a guess.
It's obviously not Cephalosha, and it wasn't Clint Capella, so oh my gosh. Yeah, that was Cephalosha. I bluffed. Called my bluff.
Anthony.
I don't have one actually.
All right. The name
I was gonna throw out, I just realized is wrong.
So. All right.
I don't know any Switzerland players.
It's Enes Kanter. Plays for the Boston Celtics this year.
I didn't know he was.
I thought he was like from Turkey.
I didn't know he was born in Switzerland.
No, born in Zurich, Switzerland.
No, he's like on the Czech Republic, like most wanted list.
He's Turkish.
Turkish, yeah.
Born in Switzerland.
You could have said. Played in last.
That was misleading.
Played in last year's playoffs.
Of course it was. That's the name of
the
game.
No, I was like cheating. Right. That's like disinformation.
All right, well, we'll be right back with more Take That L. We're going to dig into a little bit of the free agency and we're going to get into the draft. We'll be right back. So shut your damn mouth when you in the man's house. You pass out when I shatter that glass mouth. In my jiu-jitsu faster than pit crews. You
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air, broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know, from getting all this great experience working in college radio. It makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
Young Papsy, we must make it back to Camelot so I can listen to GoMileHigh.com.
Oh, who goes there?
It is I, King Arthur, on his mighty steed. Let me in the castle at once. I must get to my quarters to listen in to the best in Colorado's sports lifestyle programming.
But, sir, don't we live in medieval Wales?
No, Papsy, you mustn't ask questions when I'm listening about my beloved Broncos. Ah, GoMileHigh.com.
Western Colorado mountains. Whether you're kicking up your feet in the comfy day room or sipping on cocktails down by the river, you're sure to have a great time. Enjoy fishing, hiking, and hunting, all with the comforts of walk-in showers, private balconies overlooking the beautiful Cacharis River and Valley, and breakfast cooked fresh daily by the loving hands of the owner, Galen Smith. If you get hungry in the afternoon or evening, grab a cold one, good company, and grill out on the deck. Or you can come sit stay at the famous Dog Bar and Grill, just a stone's throw from the B&B. Book your room now at CacharisRiverBnB.com. That's C-U-C-H-A-R-A-S RiverBnB.com. Cacharis River Bed and Breakfast. Tell them Arthur sent you.
Hey Colorado sports fans, you're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torching yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
Listening to Take That Out. Here's your host, Mark Arnott.
You cannot see me.
No, you didn't. Welcome back to Take That L. Rob is being his normal, ignorant self. But we love him. We love him. That's why we have him on. All right. And I haven't done any of my house cleaning today. Miles would not be proud of me. But make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. You can follow us on Facebook at Take That L. And you can most definitely follow us on Take That L5 on Twitter. I'll go around the table. Where can the people follow you, Rob? Where can they find you?
At home on my couch.
Wow.
No. Staying.
Staying away from the tax collectors.
No, they found me. It was a bad day.
You only had to pay $750.
Actually, it was closer to like $50,000, and it was not a good. It was not. I am at Rob_McClendon on Twitter.
And he had to look that up, ladies and gentlemen.
I did, just because I'm just getting into the social media thing. Robert McClendon on Facebook and Instagram.
All right. Tell people where they can find you, intern man.
It's at romanthony23, same handle, Instagram and Twitter.
Romanthony?
your last name's Romano, right?
Yes.
You could have just gone Romano cheese, too. That would have been clever, too.
No.
I think that one's pretty good. No. I take that.
That's about as cheesy as me calling you Miller time.
Yeah, see? That's the point.
Or calling Arthur handsome. I mean, it's pretty nice.
It's true. I have a face for radio.
Or complimenting Rob on his hairstyle.
What We're just going to roast for the last segment. We're just going to go around the table.
The
roasting.
Name of the show is Take That L, folks. And
yeah. I'm bald. That's why I did that.
All right, Miller, where can the people hear you? Talk about your new job real quick. You know, well, tell the people where they can listen to you. If we can, does it reach down here? I know they only have one antenna.
It's music radio, and it's broadcast on the internet. So it reaches wherever you have internet service.
Oh, so they can't listen to it in Wyoming.
It's top 40 because there's 40 people that listen to it.
All right, for real.
What's the station name?
Twitter, first
now
of all.
Now he doesn't want
to
say it.
Twitter, first of all, is at WesMiller27. All
right.
And if y'all want to listen to me do a little music radio gig Monday through Friday, 2 to 6 p.m. on iMix 104.5 or iMixWyoming.com.
All right.
Even gets that radio mouth now. Wyoming.com.
.com.
That's what happens when you get in the industry, my friend.
Oh, when you actually get a job. in the industry you went to school for.
I just came to school. I didn't actually have any intentions of getting in the industry. I had to use my GI Bill somewhere.
He wanted to use the free cameras is what he wanted. That's all he wanted to do,
oh
people.
My gosh.
Facts. Truth.
He wanted free equipment. All right. So that's where you can follow us all. And again, this is our we're going to wrap up our season. This is season one of Take That L. And just from the bottom of my heart, fellas, before we get back into sports, I want to thank you guys for helping me launch this show. Two of you were here from day one, and I really appreciate you guys. I'm not going to try to make anybody cry or nothing like that because we know that Rob doesn't have tear ducts. But from the heart, though, sincerely, I really appreciate everything you've all done. And
my daughter's sitting here agreeing with everything.
especially JG behind the glass. We definitely could not have done it without her. So like I said, before we get back into sports, guys, thank you from the bottom of my heart for making this show as incredible as it is. I could not have done it without any of you.
It was a good season to do it.
Every time you say something like insult me, my daughter's texting me agreeing with you.
Agreeing with me. She's a smart young lady. She must be being raised directly by your wife.
She is not getting a car.
Oh man. No, that's okay. Just come to Uncle Arthur. We'll hook something up. We'll hook something up.
You know, you sound perverted when you say it. My daughter's 15.
Oh, that did sound really bad. That came off a lot worse than it was supposed to.
Yeah, I think.
And you made it even more awkward on air. Thank you for that.
I did. I wanted everybody to know you're a pervert.
Well, that's okay. On our other show, I called you a racist, so we're even. So we're even. We'll just call it even on that one.
Wow.
And with that, I did. I didn't mean to, but I did.
Oh, that's comedy gold.
No, let me rewind. I did
mean
to.
No, he totally meant to do
it. I meant to do it.
But then he had to. But then Nick was producing, came out. He's like, look, I know you guys are joking, but we have a certain audience. And he made Arthur apologize.
I apologized and then called him racist again, just in another way.
No, Nick Porter?
Yes. Yeah. Porter was running the boards for me that day. And yeah. So it was, yeah. Anyway, so we're going to get back into
Go Seahawks.
Sports. Go Seahawks.
Oh, I thought we were still talking sports.
Yeah, we're not talking football, especially since the Seahawks. We're not talking about no sea donkeys.
Yeah. Oh, and what?
Sea chickens.
The seabirds.
The yardbirds, maybe.
Hey, all I know is we won a Super Bowl. It was 43-8. You guys can figure out the team we smashed.
Yeah, the one Super Bowl they have. We're not going there. You're wasting time on my show.
No, talking about relevant sports. No, let's go. You better get out of my face. Go, all right, go. Let's go. Let's go. Out of my face.
All right, so looking at free agency. So I've already, you know, in the pick and roll, I've already kind of laid out to you guys who I think that the Nuggets should be targeting. That's Jeff Teague, Tim Hardaway Jr., Serge Ibaka, Mark Gasol, and Enes Kanter. Besides the obvious of Grant, like their first priority in my mind should be sign Grant, sign Grant, sign Grant. Those are their first three options, sign Grant, right? But those to me, and the reason why I say Jeff Teague, and I know a lot of people are going to be shocked on this if you've been listening to this show since day one, I'm thinking that we do have to move on from my boy G-Money. Sadly, unless they can restructure his deal and he comes off the bench, then I would love to keep him on the team. But he, in a series against a team like the Lakers, he's going to be a non-factor. because of the length and the size of the Lakers. Now, he was a factor in the Clippers because the Clippers didn't have that size, right? They were more guard heavy, just like the Nuggets. They're built very similar to the Nuggets. They have a few big guys, but they're not big guy heavy, right? So, to me, he's kind of the odd man out. Him, Barton, Plumlee, obviously. But the two guys that are on the roster that are still signed to this roster are G Money and Barton. And those are the two guys that I feel need to you need to try to find some sort of trade value. Even if it's trade for cash, trade for picks, you're not going to get a player straight across. I think those are the two that are the odd man out. Barton, G Money for the reasons I stated previous. Barton because he's kind of the odd man out with the emergence of MPJ and the re-signing of Grant. Anybody disagree?
No, I think you hit it right on the head with that one.
I've been saying for the last couple of years, do whatever you can to get those two contracts off the books.
Right. Yeah.
Even
I
if
agree.
You got to maybe sacrifice not going to a Western Conference Finals next year or so, set yourself up for 2021 free agency, which is going to be a big
if you're going to get rid of one of those players, it has to be Will Barton. Because you don't know what's going to come around come playoff time, what team you're going to be matched up against. Because if you say you get a first round matchup with Dallas, all you have is Jeremy Grant. And Jeremy Grant's probably going to draw the Porzingis assignment.
Or the Lakers, for that matter, with AD if he stays
with
them.
And you need that secondary wing defender.
Yeah.
And that's Gary Harris. I don't think Torrey Craig is as good as Gary Harris is on the defensive side. They have about the same amount of offensive capability. It's just,
well, the difference between the two is Gary can guard from the one to the three, and Craig could guard from the three to the five. He can't really guard twos. If you're playing against a team like Houston, he could play the five.
He held his own against Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum the last year against Portland because they had Gary Harris.
He got burned by Lillard, but he did keep McCollum in check to a certain extent.
I'd say 99% of the players in the NBA are going to get burned by Lillard anyway.
All right, so here's my question.
And the other 1% is on his team.
Here's my question to the table. Who do you guys think, before we get into the draft with Anthony here, because I see him over there studying it, and we only have about 2 minutes left, who do you guys – who should the Nuggets definitively go after? I know we all know where the glaring hole is. It's in the big man department, right, rebounds and whatnot. But who should – besides who I've listed, who do you guys think the Nuggets should target in free agency?
If you're gonna go with a big man, I think there was the glaring issue of rebounding in the playoffs.
Right.
You go get Tristan Thompson. He's a 10-10 guy, 12-15-10 guy.
That's been interest there before also.
Yes, yeah, and you can probably get him for a reasonable amount of money, but granted you'll have to trade Gary
he's
or Barton.
He has chip experience.
And he has that veteran experience, so you go after Tristan Thompson, and I think if you're going to go with a guard, you maybe go towards the Goran Dragic piece or, like you said, Jeff Teague. It's not a really guard-heavy.
J.J. Redick's out there too.
Yeah, but he's a one-dimensional player.
We need that shooting. We need that shooting, though. Don't tell me that the Nuggets don't need a guy that can.
You have Jamal that'll throw up the perimeter shots. You have Jokic that'll take.
Yeah,
care
but what
of the inside
what
stuff.
About when like the Lakers did when they take Jamal out when they take him out of as an element out of the game? Who's going to shoot?
That's not an outside thing. You can't fix that problem from the outside. That's on Jeremy Grant and eventually the emergence of MPJ.
Okay,
that's
fair
where
enough.
You get your third star, and that's where they come in.
All right, Anthony, quickly.
I'm going to go off the assumption that you don't sign Jeremy Grant just to kind of throw a different aspect in here. So then at that point, you're obviously going to need a big man. So I do like going after the Ibaka option. If you don't get Jeremy Grant, I think Serge Ibaka is the first place that you look to.
Amen.
I like the Jeff Teague signing. Also, maybe look at a guy like Rajon Rondo. He could be there next year with LA. He could not.
Austin Rivers isn't a bad choice either.
Austin Rivers is a great choice,
okay.
Actually.
Okay.
Actually, I was looking at something and I started thinking about a player, and even though he's not a free agent, but we're talking about the what-ifs and trading and improving.
Right.
What about trading for a player like Miles Turner?
I wouldn't be opposed to it.
From Indianapolis.
He's a rebounder.
Raw rebounder, he can score.
Yeah,
I don't think
he can create his own shot.
He starts.
I don't think you really have the draft capital to go out and get a guy like him, though.
And I don't think they're going to get rid of him. Like you would, we'd probably have to give up the
farm.
No,
they're actually openly discussing trades for him right now.
Really?
Boston.
I'm surprised about that.
Yes, but Boston has a lot of young assets. And I think if you're going to go Miles Turner.
But what if you couldn't sign Jeremy Grant and you decided to do a sign and trade?
If you decide to do that, then you go after Bradley Beal.
If you bring in Miles Turner, that means you have Jokic starting at your five. That's unquestioned.
Right.
And then you have Miles Turner playing out of position at the four. Miles Turner is not a backup. He's 26. He's not going to go to the bench just because he wants
Doesn't
to.
Doesn't he come off the bench now? He's coming off the bench in the playoffs.
Him and Sabonis are the front court for Indiana.
Yeah. Yeah. And a strong front court. Backcourt, excuse me. All right, with that said, we have run out of time. Thank you, gentlemen and lady behind the glass. I appreciate you all from the bottom of my heart. We will see y'all next season. Stay healthy, drink lots of fluids, and stay away from Rob McClendon.
Give us one more Eric Cartman. Let's go.
Hey, hold on. Rob McClendon is a real estate agent. Don't stay away from Rob McClendon. Don't listen to him. Matter of fact, you can find me at robert.mcclendon at exprealty.com.
See, when I gave him an opportunity to plug, he wouldn't do it. He had to look stuff up. All right. Thank y'all. This is GoMileHigh.com. This is Take That L. We will see y'all next season.
I'm not narcissistic like you.
Peace.
You pass out when I shatter that glass mouth. In my jiu-jitsu.